Now, it's always big news when someone is retiring. First question is, why? What makes this time the best time to go ahead and hang up your hat, so to speak?
Well, I think I've made a contribution to the public health of our community. I've gotten to an age where I'd like to try some other things. I'm going to take some time off and try to enjoy the summer. And then in the fall, we'll be looking at some other opportunities that I can continue to serve our community.
What's piquing your interest right now? Where are you kind of leaning?
Well, I think the implementation of health care reform will be a big issue for all communities across the country. And I'm particularly interested in how we're handling electronic health information in our community.
Let's reflect on how many years has it been?
I've been the director of the Monroe County Health Department for a little over 23 years now.
Wow, so 23 years. Is there any way to narrow down perhaps what you feel were your biggest accomplishments on the job?
Well, I think my biggest accomplishment is to have been able to manage a big community agency. The Monroe County Health Department has a budget of $70 million and over 225 employees. And that's been a challenge because of the continued pressure on public agencies to continue to do more with less.
Let's talk a little bit more about those challenges. Now that you are giving up the reins, what do you foresee as some health challenges going forward for our community?
Well, many of the challenges that I faced while I was here as the director, unfortunately, have not been solved. We still have very high rates of smoking in adults in our community. We're very fortunate that we've seen, though, marked reductions in the rates of smoking in teens, and that bodes well, I think, for the future in terms of illness related to smoking. We're very successful in being a leader in New York State in banning smoking in bars and restaurants and in work settings. We really led the state in making those changes, and later on the state followed up with laws that very much mimicked the laws that were put in place in Monroe County. We've seen a tremendous reduction in the number of lead-poisoned children in our community. Unfortunately, we continue to have high rates of teen pregnancy, and we have not solved the infant mortality problem. So there are certainly challenges in the years ahead for my successor and for others that work in the community on public health issues.
Certainly, certainly. What about your successor? What type of person would you like to see take on this role?
Well, I'd like to see someone that's energetic and is interested in working with community organizations because none of the problems that I've mentioned regarding public health in our community can be solved by one agency alone. There are tremendous social and economic pressures that influence the health outcomes in our community, and it isn't that the healthcare providers in our community can solve these problems with better medical care. It really requires a community approach.
Your last day on the job is
May 23rd.
And then what happens? You said you want to dabble in some other areas of healthcare outside of this role, but what about hobbies or traveling, you know, the fun stuff?
Well, I look forward to spending more time with my family. I have two grandchildren here in Rochester and another one on the way from my youngest child who lives in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm very eager to take advantage of the good weather in Rochester during the summer and perhaps try to spend some time in some warmer places when it gets colder in Rochester in January and February.